Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast as we continue our series on mistakes in the marketplace. Right now, it's mortgage decisions.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I met up with one of my friends. She's at about retirement, and she was saying how her house works great for her. But what she loved the most was that she had paid that last mortgage payment. That actually happens. I see it out there, and I'm happy for those folks because it's such a focus to so many people for the security of ownership. True ownership of their home without a lien.
Well, you know, it is interesting. You become the captain of the ship that goes without adjustment. If you miss a payment, nobody's going to take this thing away from you. If you miss your property tax payments, they can't take it away for about 4.5 years. Now, obviously, don't do that. But the point would be, if it is free and clear, there's no mortgage lender to dictate that you must maintain it to a particular standard, then you must make monthly payments, etc. The other side, now that you own it free and clear, the only thing that you have accomplished is reducing your monthly outflow expenses to the extent of the principal and interest portion of the mortgage payment. And that, frankly, isn't a very big number.
I also think it depends on the stage of life where you're at and what your plans are next and when is the time to actually go below 50% equity.
Right.
Because you have opportunity with that money. Usually, the interest rate is lower than any other access to money where you could bring yourself forward financially further if you have the time on your side.
So my choice would be to pay off a 4% interest rate mortgage loan or invest it at maybe 6 or 8 or 10 or some much, much larger percentage in terms of a real estate investment or potentially other forms of investment. But I only think this real estate is being, frankly, safe. The rest of them, not particularly safe.
That's why we do real estate.
Yeah, that's why we do real estate.
In regards to that, the free and clear, I think that I don't know why you wouldn't do it as you're retiring, but prior to that,
right.
You're saying probably should take a look at what other opportunities you
alternative have for your money. Investments, you bet. And one alternative investment would be certainly to pay off the house. But what would happen instead of paying off the house that you bought a duplex? That you bought something where, yes, there's a continued mortgage payment, but the rent that's coming in is in excess of that mortgage payment. So now you've got a positive cash flow.
Bring that equity position up and you have a good retirement plan for passive income. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.